About a third of the members of Congress and their families are at a resort in the hills of West Virginia this weekend for what's politely being called a bipartisan civility retreat. This is the third time in the past 4 years that lawmakers have regrouped away from Washington to try to learn how to be, well, nicer to each other when they're on Capitol Hill. Their work this past week was especially trying. It ended with the Democrats complaining that the Republicans had abused their slim majority in the House to push through the major part of President Bush's tax cut. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Congressman Bill Pascrell says any hopes he had of comedy in this 107th Congress fell apart this past week. The New Jersey Democrat says it became clear to him during a week of curtailed floor debate and party-line voting that there's little spirit of compromise among his Republican colleagues.
All the talk about bipartisanship is baloney. You're going to see it today in ergonomics. You're going to see it today, tomorrow in terms of the tax cut. We don't have bipartisanship on the House. And anybody who proclaims that there is lying to you or is living in Nova Scotia the last 2 months.
Pascrell, like many other disgruntled Democrats, skipped this weekend's civility retreat. It's clearly not everyone's cup of tea.
I notice the people that don't take their civility medication on time are the ones that don't go.
Ellen Tauscher is a California Democrat who attended the last two civility retreats. She's sitting this one out, though, she says, to attend her daughter's piano recital. But Tauscher is also put out about the refusal of Republican congressional leaders to let the full House consider an amendment she proposed for the tax cut that's just been approved.
The Republican leadership in the House is just bound and determined to do their will and use their very narrow majority like a blunt instrument on our heads. And I think that, unfortunately, that's business as usual.
And while House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt told reporters he intended to go to the civility retreat, he made clear it was only because he'd agreed to do so earlier.
This is my last time for a bipartisan retreat. I don't want to go to West Virginia to be bipartisan. I want to be bipartisan in this building. This is, I think, my fourth bipartisan retreat. So, been there, done that. All I got is this T-shirt to show for it.
Still, a lot of people might like to witness what really happens when Republicans and Democrats mix far from the House chamber. But at these retreats, the press is kept at a distance, except for the departure from Washington's Union Station. With name tags hanging around their necks, members of Congress trooped to their train on Friday morning. Tim Romer, a Democrat from Indiana, is with his wife and four small children.
I think we're excited about this for many reasons. Maybe the most important reason is to be out of school and on a train, but we're also going to try to achieve some good bipartisanship and increase the trust. We've had a hard week. This has not been a particularly good week to go into a bipartisan retreat.
And that's reflected in a rather disappointing turnout, barely 150 lawmakers, half the number that attended the previous retreats. California Republican Chris Cox, who helped organize this civility retreat, blames the low turnout on logistics.
It's hard to get everybody all in the same place at the same time when it's not for regularly scheduled votes.
But another California lawmaker, Democrat Anna Eshoo, says there's understandable resistance among political adversaries to just hanging out with one another.
These things are always tough to do because the battles are huge battles. They're battles over beliefs. They go to the core of what each member of Congress has run for office on. We recognize that. This isn't new in the Congress. It goes back to the earliest beginnings of our country. But the retreat is exactly what the word says. It's a time to pull back and pull together and try to build relationships.
Eshoo says it's less likely lawmakers will go for the jugular during heated floor debates once they see their opponents as normal human beings in a setting outside the political arena. But while Democrats see a need to get along better, the Republicans who control the House are more sanguine. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert stops on his way to the train to say he thinks the climate is actually getting better in Congress.
For instance, we haven't had a lot of words taken down. We used to do that all the time and, you know, real intemperate discussions across the aisle, and we've got to lay that over. We haven't had a lot of complaints on the ethics, which usually was a civility test. And so I think things are easier to live with inside the Congress.
The train that took lawmakers to the posh Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, Friday morning, is due to bring them back this evening. They'll have heard talks, had small group discussions, and maybe gotten to know each other a little better, something there seems to be little time for at work. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.